Mm. It's so good. But I'm saying, my brother got, he got Will Jack. And when we found him Monday morning, oh, he had attitude. I gotta show y'all how it look. Y'all know I don't care. I talk about anybody. Okay, so look. We found him Monday, right? Come on, y'all, man, come on. So we moved the dumpster and he went. Nah, nigga, I don't need y'all now. Man, nigga, I've been here for 2 days just a doodling on myself. My brother was there for 2 days just a boo-booing. And don't nobody act like they ain't never boo-booed on themselves before. Big baller, you ever boo-booed on yourself? You ever boo-booed on yourself? Ain't nothing wrong with a dog. Give it up for the doo-doo, nigga. Give it up for the doo-doo. I doodled on myself in the 7th grade. I know it was a little late. But let me tell you what happened. Y'all know that Phoenix gum? That laxative gum looks just like Chiclets. Let me tell you what this nigga did. He gonna switch the gum packs. Came in the classroom sharing. I should have known something was wrong. Because a nigga don't share his candy with nobody. Not with a smile on his face. He came in the classroom. Who wants it? I like, nigga, give me some. Give me some more. Give me some more. You know, you get that big old gas bubble in your stomach. It tried to go around and slip out the back. I was like, no! I leaned to the left. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. My booty leaking. My booty leaking. I came back to the right. I ain't gonna make it. I ain't gonna make it. The bathroom was across the hall. It looked like a 2-day walk. The dude that gave me the gun was just a smiling. Run, Forrest, run! I lifted that left leg and sometimes you just don't quite make it. Oh, and don't act like ain't nobody ever had diarrhea before. Oh, everybody in here done had diarrhea, huh? But you ever had that just make it to the toilet diarrhea? Ooh, you be like, ooh, ooh, oh shit. Ah, ah. Oh, God. Look, I'm sorry, nigga. We go a buck wild. We straight up niggas in here. And when you get done, you don't even go out the bathroom. What you do? Oh, shit. Oh, mama. Oh, mama. I'll get it later. I told you, Chicago, I'm for real. Just tell me when I'm lying.
My mama did.
That's why I'm saying we gotta love one another. That's why we need to raise our kids right, like mama them raised us. We need that back in our lives. We need church back in our lives. We have missed God. I am missing God right now. And I'm telling you something right now. I met a little English nigga. That's right, a little nigga from England. Cursed out his daddy and did not get punished. A black boy cursed out his daddy, did not get punished. I had to take notes. I was over at the house, he was like, Daddy, dear father, might I have some money that I might take on Nez to the store? He's like, well, here's $5. $5? What in the fuck am I going to do with $5, you black bastard, you? I said, wow! Wahoo! I said, wait a minute, if he can do it, I can do it. So I went back home. That's right, I thought I could do it. I forgot I was gone for 6 months. Mama gonna call me. Inez! I was like, oh God, what is it, mother? Wait a minute, nigga, you I got this one, Lord. I got this one, baby. I got this. See, nigga, you done lost your goddamn. But she didn't scare me, though. She said, I know you heard me calling you to the corner. So I heard you. I've been hearing you all day. He's been calling my name, Inez, Inez, Inez. Now, what do you want? I want you to go to the store. And I was like, Inez. She said, what'd you say? Inez, no. I'm not going to the store, you black bitch. Fire! I just said, you gotta watch how you talk to your mama. You can't do that. Just like my son. I want to tell you men something real quick. Brother, start handling your business. Huh? Whoa. If you got a child and you ain't living with mama, pay your child support. Huh? Just because mama ain't doing her job, you do your job. Huh? If you got a son or a daughter, take care of your business. And most of you men say, well, is she going to spend money? Let her spend the money. You let God tell you, well done. Because like my son, he with mom and me, but I'm telling you something right now. If he wasn't and I had to take care of him, I'm going to handle my business because he will be a man because he will be raised by a man. His name is Jelani. I'm going to have to hurt him one day, though, because he can count his own money. He's 6 years old. Got his own little bank account. He's going to try to chastise me one day. That I need to talk to you. I said, hold on, Jelani. Hold on, little man, hold on.
No, I need to talk to you now.
I said, Jelani, what do you want?
I need to change my bank account.
I said, Jelani, I put the money in your account.
I know. That's why I need to check it. There's some money missing, Daddy. I'm in the red. I'm in the red.
I said, Jelani, I'm going to whoop your behind.
Oh, really? I'm scared. Guess I better run then, huh? Running.
Oh, he'll test me. Because he know I don't like to beat him. Then one day he gonna mess up his room. So I had to kind of grip my teeth and act like I was mad at him. I'm like, Jelani, come here, bring your ass here. I said, did you mess up your room? He's like, no, I didn't mess up my room. I said, Jelani, I'm gonna beat your ass.
Oh, now he gonna beat my ass, oh yeah. Guess I better run again. Running. But I got his little behind back.
You know them little baby monitors you can slide in one room and listen in the other? I slid one on his bed. It was 12 o'clock at night. I cut it on while the house was pitch black. That nigga like, whoa! Who that?
Kill the devil child.
What is his name?
His name is Jelani.
Daddy! He ran in the room, Daddy. We didn't have no money. No way, Daddy. I said, what? He was so scared he couldn't even talk. I said, what's wrong with you, boy? Speak up. I said, Delaney, that is somebody in my room. And they talk about killing me. It's two of them. And they know my name. I said, I guess you better run then, huh? Running. Oh, you gotta get them back. But I'm saying, men, start loving your women. Start loving your women. Now, I know y'all don't hear me say the word nigga quite a bit tonight. And I didn't say it to disrespect anybody. I said it to let y'all know we worrying about the wrong thing, whether you be white or black. It doesn't really matter. The word nigga's a slang word. Y'all think that the white man started, don't you? But it didn't. It's Latinos. They called it El Negro. Then the white people took it and said, nigger. And then we took it and said, no. That's just our word. You know, nigger. That's my word. That's my nigger. A lot of people like it. A lot of people don't. If you don't like the word nigger, I understand that. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? I respect that. Baby girl, is that your boo? Is that your black man or your nigger? That's your nigger? Right, right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Baby girl, that's your boo? That's your black man or your nigger? That's your nigger? True that, true that. If you don't like the word, I understand that. Baby girl, is that your boo? It's not your boy, it's a friend? Is he tapping that ass? Then I think he your nigger. You better recognize you need a ride. Come on, girl, come on. You know you're retired and we're going to wait on you. We got 3 feet left. Ain't nothing wrong with the word nigger. Now, I want somebody to be real with me. Who don't like the word nigger in here? You don't like it, bro? Can't stand it, huh? You hate the word, don't you? Stand up, dog. Now, are you up top? You really don't matter right about now. Come on, nigga, come on. You know you're tired. We're going to wait on you. We got 2 feet left. The one up top just wanted me to say, nigga, I don't like the word. Well, who else don't like the word nigga, though? You don't like the word nigga, baby? Stand up, baby. Stand up. Hey, thank you, baby. What's your name, baby? Marilyn? Well, but let me, I'll handle this, baby. I'll handle it. Don't look back. Might get your ass kicked. I'm trying to help me to help you. Now, since you don't like the word nigga, let me ask you a question since you don't like that word nigga. If you was getting ready to walk out the door right now, there was 10 white boys getting ready to whoop off in your ass. Who you want helping you to fight? 10 black men or 10 niggas? Answer it yourself. We got time. Now, you might want a black man to help you in court. But when you getting ready to get that ass whooped, I think you want a nigga on your side. You better recognize you need a ride. Come on, girl. Come on. We got 1 key left. Ain't nothing wrong with the word nigga. That's just how life is. Word nigga's a slang word. That's why I want my woman. My woman, she got a little ghetto in her. I don't want no Miss Nice and Nice. I want a woman I can pow. She's like, pow, what nigga, what? That's what I'm talking about. Word nigga just a slang word. Just a slang word. And see, the thing of it is, I wonder, my Latino sister, how are you, baby? Good. I wonder how Latinos make love. I mean, how do you, I don't know, I never made love to a Latino. How y'all be doing? I know you like it. I know you like my low rider. Ay, papi, ay. Ay, ay. Ba, 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 ba. I mean, I don't know. I wonder how white people make love. Honey, I'm about to tear you up. Well, come on with it. Well, hold on to your seat. Thank you for your cooperation. See, but it ain't nothing like two knuckles doing it. When two knuckles be having sex, they come with a nigga, they like to fight. Yeah, bitch, I know you like this shit. I know you like this shit. Oh, motherfucker, you ain't doing nothing. Oh, shit. Oh, shit, nigga. Oh, fuck. Come on, nigga. Come on, get you some. Get you some, nigga. I know I done lost my mind. Thank you, brother. And for me to y'all, I just want to say, y'all are the doo-doo. That's why I had this done here, because Chicago, y'all represented, you treated me like family, and I appreciate it. Believe me. But I want to let you know something. We got to start loving one another. I love you too, girl. Love you too, Salico. But that's why we need to go back to the old school. Because the old school is where we be from. Because the old school where everything at. Ain't that right, Kitchen Cat? Girl, as big as you is, I bet you got a lion down there. You, girl, you know I love you. But I'm saying we got to love one another, because loving one another is what we all about. And now, we got all this new school, but most of us come from the old school. That's where most of us hibernate from. You know, they got all this new stuff that's out. It's cool, you know. You know, people don't dance no more. All they do is this, huh? All they, well, my name is Sugar Low. I love them brothers, but it ain't like that old school flavor. When it's cold outside, who are you holding? I can't be at two places the same time. If you think you're lonely now, wait until the night goes on. Me and Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on. Ooh. Don't make stuff like that no more. Boom, 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 boom. Been such a long time since I saw you. How long has it been? They don't make stuff like that no more. My Caucasian brothers and sisters, I ain't forgot about y'all. You gotta know it hold up. Know when to hold up, know when to walk away. Know when to run, and you never count your money. Sitting at the table, you be time enough counting. When the dealing done, 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 done. Had a little country remix, you know how it is. But how come when white people sing country music, why do their necks always get long? I lost my dog while sitting on the porch. I looked across the yard and he was gone. I said, Rover, come on home again. He is my dog and he is my friend. I said, Rover, come on home again. He is my dog and he is my friend. Everybody, I said, Rover. See, y'all gonna be teasing white people when you leave here. You gonna roll down your car window, hey, white man, Rover. Now it'll be funny, they go, come on home again. And then the worst of them all, how many of y'all like rock and roll? Couple, well, they going to hell first. Because they always singing about the devil, man. They don't care about what they be. When I killed my mother, I killed my sister too. I
say Sinker! Suck me, suck me, suck me, suck me! Sinker!
The double rock, man.
I don't know where they get this from. Even when they start out slow, they always end up fast.
When I was a little Satan boy,
I saw the devil
in my eyes.
I said, devil, do you love me?
I am your child. Wow, Satan! Suck me, suck me, suck me, suck me.
Okay,
I'm going to win. You are in an evil world. La, la, la. You are Satan. Satan. Boo-no-no-no, Satan. Suck me, suck me. You are in a world. Boo-no-no-no, Satan.
Man, I must be sleeping. I lost my damn mind. What'd you say, baby? Huh? Hold on, hold on, hold on. Wait, what are you saying? Woo. But we gotta love one another. And like I said, men, when you love your women right. Because everybody know, all you women, black, white, purple, pink, all you women know what you like. All y'all. All you women like that. Don't you, little nasty heifers? Then those white guys started it, and I'm so glad they did. Ain't no shame in my game, you damn straight. I'm a grown man, I'm a damn, you right. I'm a coochie licker, you damn right. Matter of fact, I'm the malt liquor, click liquor, the malt liquor. I'll lick a coochie so good a girl have a flashback walking in the mall. Should be with a friend, you know, girl. Oh, shit. Oh, my God, girl. Ain't no shame in my game, huh? I licked my wife in the back so good one day, nigga, she fainted. I came up behind her, I said, ah, she said, you know, ooh. Ain't no shame in my game. You gotta do what you gotta do in this world to make your woman happy. You have to do what you gotta do. Now, like I said, I didn't mean to say the word nigga or anything else. I just want y'all to know that I love you. And my man, my young lady that don't like that word nigga, you didn't like that word nigga either, did you, sir? Was it you? Is the brother up top? You didn't like that word, my man? Still there, and you got another ride. Hee-hee. Come on, nigga, come on. You got the last seat. Flintstones, meet the Flintstones. He wanted them. He's like, no, I'm not a nigga, no. Negro, maybe. Never nigga. How dare you talk to me that way? Oh, 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 oh. Oh.
but I am a Negro.
Them biblical tunes be killing me, dog. Moses, say us that, Moses. But I'm saying we got to love one another because loving one another is good. And I'm going to tell you when I started respecting white people. You need to respect everybody that respects you, no matter the color of their skin. You need to do that. But also the other side of the world needs to recognize black people are here and we're here to stay. You done brought us here. We done broke the boats. But I'm going to tell you, y'all remember the Houston Rockets? This is when I started respecting white people. Remember the Houston Rockets when they won the championship? You got to respect them, but we know the Bulls are the doo-doo. But when the Houston Rockets won the championship, they were a predominantly black team. Couldn't nobody beat them that year. You got to give it up to them. Even white people were cheering. Get Houston, kill him! Get him, Hockey! Kill him! And we was at the summit partying, tan it up. You couldn't hardly see no white people. You could count the white people that was on your hand. So when you know you get a place full of black folks like you get, you know it's time to rock the house. We was in there rocking, thumping the bleachers and everything. We were having a good time. Then they want to mess up at halftime and bring some white cheerleaders out on the dance floor to entertain us. White cheerleaders are like, we must win and then fight. Ready? Okay. I like the hell you will. I had my girls with me from the ghetto. I like, she, moo moo, she, shell. Get your ass down there and show them how to do it. Then black cheerleaders came out. Is y'all ready? Move over, bitch. Move over, bitch. Is y'all ready?
Y'all need to move over. I'm in the middle now.
I'm going to be with you, man.
First of all,
I got problems. Stupid.
Yo, nigga, check yourself.
That's right, this is on SJ. First of all, I'd like to say thank everyone, all my peoples, all my shouters, all my family members, my beautiful wife, my sons and daughters, thank you so much for supporting me and what I do. Because, you know, it ain't always been easy for me. No, things didn't go right. I stay in jail all the time. Used to be out with all the women folks. That's why they say I got problems. You know, because I know I do.
You know I've got problems.
Yeah, you're off key on that one. Yeah. That's one of the main problems. But congratulations, man. You did a good job, man.
Thanks, bro.
Appreciate it. You think I can get my check? I mean, shit, I'll wait till you get done with the record board.
Your check?
Yeah.
Well, there's a reason why I can't pay the check.
Cause I got problems.
I got problems.
I've got some problems.
I got problems.
I got pay my rent.
I got a problem.
I can't go to the bank for a loan.
I got a problem.
I can't even pay my phone bill.
I got a problem.
I can't even pay my taxes.
What about the chain?
I got a problem.
This chain ain't real.
I got a problem.
It's made out of sterling silver.
I got a problem.
I got a brother out on the street.
Look at what?
Come on, man. Just come on. Let's go.
You really think that I'm going with you in that ride? I mean, I know I got some problems.
But I ain't broke, nigga.
I got a problem. 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 I got a problem.
This has been a Nezzy Entertainment production.
Huh? What?